Hi, this is Dark Journalist with an important update to the Nixon ET time capsule story. Now, we released the exclusive interview with former Nixon undercover operative Robert Merritt on February 14th, 2018, in which he revealed his three meetings at the White House with President Nixon. He stated that Nixon had told him of scientists working with an advanced off-world being at Los Alamos, and how they obtained an extraordinary formula that would make the United States energy independent and guarantee a global step forward for humanity. He told Merritt that he was planning to make it public, but that Watergate had changed his plans. Now he was going to leave it in a time capsule, hidden in the White House for future generations, and to redeem his image as a great leader for opening China, Russia, and managing the top national security secret of the United States, the UFO file. Nixon assured Merritt it would eventually be discovered and told him how he hid it and where. Now facing a major health crisis, Merritt wants the secret information to come out. He recently offered the National Archives and the Trump administration directions to the time capsule on the condition they read the information aloud to the public and distribute it to the media. So far, there's been no response. Interestingly enough, Nixon sent a letter to President Trump in 1987 telling him to run for office because he was certain he would win. President Trump even has the letter from Nixon hanging in the Oval Office today. The question is, will the Trump administration take Merritt's offer seriously? Merritt has a confirmed background as a federal informant, having worked for agencies like the ATF and the FBI. He's been covered in the New York Times and major books dealing with Watergate. The probability of Nixon leaving behind a time capsule is high. President Eisenhower left behind a 100-year time capsule in 1953, when Nixon was his vice president. And before LBJ died, he placed an X letter at his library, not to be opened until the year 2023. The bombshell revelations that Merritt confirms Nixon left behind in his time capsule will change history forever if discovered, because they deal with UFO disclosure and an off-world energy formula. There are definite indications that Nixon was preparing to disclose these facts when his administration funded and gave Department of Defense access to filmmaker Bob Ebenezer, who made the documentary UFOs Past, Present, and Future in 1975. The Nixon administration stopped supporting his efforts when the Watergate scandal broke. It would seem that Nixon's plans for UFO disclosure were over. But according to Robert Merritt, Nixon knew future generations would learn the truth through the time capsule message. Here, Merritt explains.
And he said, it will not vindicate me. He says, but I think that once it's revealed that I will be vindicated as not being the bad or the worst disgraceful president, he said, as people are trying to make me be. He said, but if this is exposed, he said, and done the right way, then he said, I think they will give me credit as being one of the greatest presidents in history. He said, I can't bring it up now. He said, it has to be a time capsule. The FBI, the CIA would do anything possible to stop somebody like me from telling what I'm saying. Coming directly from a president of the United States, especially over the ET and the UFO programs that's going on, what they have inside those laboratories. I believe that.
Merritt's account of his meeting with President Nixon and Nixon reading out loud the message he had placed in a time capsule hidden in the White House concerning the government's knowledge of an alien civilization, an energy independence formula, and UFO disclosure is powerful testimony. And the opening of Nixon's time capsule, if it can be made to happen, will prove to be a major step forward in our knowledge of history and our place in the universe. Please join me as I continue my reports on this powerful breaking story. Subscribe to my YouTube channel here, or visit darkjournalist.com and sign up for our newsletter to stay updated. See you soon.